that interview with Lorraine Christensen on October 16th of 2001. I guess the first thing I'd like to do is just ask to give me a brief, like, description of your life and, like, where you were born and, like, big significant events, like when you had children and when you got married and things like that, just so I have an idea of where you were when all of these big things happened to you.
Because I won't be able to remember the exact date, probably.
That's fine.
Okay, I was born in at Tacoma, Washington, in Tacoma General Hospital. Started coming to the island to my Aunt Alice and Uncle John, Johnsons they were, when I was about 12. And of course that's where I met Ralph on Anderson Island. And we were married in 41. Mm-hmm. And we had our first child in we had our first child 9 months and 1 week after we were married. And boy, on
Anderson, it was that much time after you were married.
On Anderson Island, believe me, there better be the right time, because there are a lot of women here keeping track. But anyway,
make sure that math adds up right.
Yeah. Okay. So she was our first. She was born with a congenital heart, and she died when she was 15 and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did she struggle with health problems most of her life?
All her life, yeah.
Hospitals and doctors all the time?
Well, doctors, yeah. But she was a lovely girl. I've always said she was our angel, and I believe she was. So then Ralph went in the Navy in 4 years later. Mm-hmm. And Larry was born when our second was born while he was in Pearl Harbor. That was after the war, so he wasn't in on the big deal. No, he was drafted and the war was about over. Then we had Kathleen 6 years later. So that takes care of the children. Let's see. What else?
When did you move to the island?
About 35 years ago, when Ralph retired.
Out of the military or
out? No, out of...
What was he?
He worked with metal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He was a builder, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What were some of your earliest memories of the island, of coming to the island? Who were the people you'd see, and what would you do when you came out here?
Well, Lena Cameron and I got acquainted right away, and we still are bosom buddies. But, and I have never understood it, because we are exact opposites.
Opposites attract.
Exact. Boy, you wouldn't see her like this. I remember now my Aunt Alice and Uncle John, they're Vivian Gordon's mother and dad, you know that. They let my dad build a cabin down on the beach below their house. You know where Rhododendron Dell is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was their place. And we built a cabin down there and spent a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. So, summers and weekends and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays.
Yeah. And being a little cabin, why, you were on the beach all the time. Yeah. Yeah, and in later years, I wondered where the bathroom was, and I think it must have been up at Aunt Alice's, because I don't think there was one there. Yeah.
What do you remember doing on the beach as a young girl?
You know, like I said up at the solo dinner the other night, what I remember doing most is getting logs. See, logs used to go by. They keep them out of the water now, but there used to be a lot of logs. We'd straddle a log and go up and down.
Oh, on the current?
Yeah, well, we'd be able to touch ground.
Oh.
And then and we'd go along and pick up gold jellyfish. Put them on. Isn't that funny? I remember that. But we spent hours doing that. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's really all I remember.
Barry and Gail Berg, when I interviewed them, they were talking about when they were little, they would sit there for hours trying to build the smallest fire possible so they wouldn't get in trouble.
Oh, really?
And put great big, put a pedestal and a big clam shell there and cook crabs in it.
Oh, really? Now, see, they're younger than I am. Yeah.
But I thought that was funny.
I do too. Really.
That's a funny beach story.
Because we would never think of building a fire.
But they knew that they weren't supposed to be building fires.
Yeah.
Little tiny one, just enough to get it.
Isn't that something?
So that they could make the crab.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Yeah. Well, they couldn't have been very big crab either.
No, they're just their little sand crabs. They just wanted to see them roast. They weren't doing anything with them.
Okay.
Just being morbid little kids.
Mm-hmm.
How about some of like the early buildings and stuff? Or I mean, you talked about the dance hall. What was that like?
Well, when I saw it, and I must have been 15 or so, or 16 when I saw it, it was falling down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard for me to believe that there were people
there that early, huh?
That wanted to dance. But God, people have always wanted to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they must have had music, and of course they didn't have any electricity.
Stereo or radio or
mm-mm.
Even
yeah.
Records?
No, nothing. There was no electricity.
Mm-hmm. Bring your fiddle and your tambourine.
I think it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so that was located just behind your house here?
No, it was up about where Squires and Ebsers
really?
Live. That's what Bob Cammon tells me. I thought it was further up, but he thinks it was there.
Uh-huh.
And then it's gone.
We don't know what happened to it, or...
Well, it was falling apart when I went up there, and we used it to skate.
Mm-hmm. On your roller skates?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all I remember about that is always being on the end of Crack the Whip.
Put Lorraine on the end.
Yeah. Oh.
How about, okay... Jean Gordon, who's been working at the Historical Society forever, through their internet website for the Historical Society, a man had asked her if she knew anything about the fish building because it was his grandfather or father that towed it over here.
A what? Fish?
Fish building. You ever heard anything about the fish building?
Mm-mm.
Apparently it was near the south end of the island. Jerry Berg remembers it, and it was a restaurant. It used to be a restaurant. Okay, anyway, it was just used on the island as storage.
Ah, I'll be darned.
But it was shaped like a fish.
It was? I'll be darned.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had heard anything
about
it.
No,
Jerry remembers playing in it as a kid.
Does he? Uh-huh. Like me in the dance hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So what else do you remember when you were young about coming out here? Who else would you see besides Lena?
Well, we would, Sunday we had a regular ritual. I don't know, you didn't, never knew Mrs. Baggs.
Mm-hmm.
She was Flo Eva, I don't, Gideon.
Was she, Hattie Johnson related to John?
Yeah, okay. Sunday morning, she would come drive down, she lived that way from John, Aunt Alice's. And she would come drive down, and I'd be at the top of the road there, and she'd pick me up to go to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday school was in the old schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go to Sunday school, Then I would go home with Lena Kamen. Now, Lena lived, I don't know if you know, at the head of Amsterdam Bay.
Okay.
I'd go home with her, and we'd have dinner, and then we'd walk up to the ball field. Now, the ball field, you know where that was?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the road below the schoolhouse, the old schoolhouse. That corner.
Oh, when you go down, keep going
go down,
straight past
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then you turn, it's Sandberg or something?
Yeah.
I think it's Sandberg.
Well, it was that corner.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That corner was cleared, and we had a ball field there.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere, I've got a picture, Lena and I had our own ball team. We were just about the only girls, and we each had our own ball team of about 14. There must have been a lot of boys. Anyway, so then they'd play ball. Lynn and I didn't. We
mm-hmm.
just cheered. And then we'd either get into cars or we'd go up and go to the lake to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that little road is?
By Ivo's
Engvall's
place.
Yeah. Like I told them up at the solo dinner, that little lane down there is almost holy to me. It's
mm-hmm.
just, I love it. But anyway, so we go down there and swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened after that. We got
home
somehow. Or yeah, but that was our regular Sunday.
Huh, that's really neat.
That's neat, yeah. And we did a lot of going to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we all, huh?
What was the lake like back then?
Well, it was
there
were a lot of sunken logs in it. And we'd swim. We wouldn't go clear from one end to the other, but we'd go a long way, and we'd rest on those sunken logs as we go along. You know, you'd find one, you'd just stand on it for a while and rest.
Then keep going, huh?
Yeah. And the kids, I mean the boys, took sand up from somewhere and put in that lake, made it real nice.
Oh, so that it wasn't slimy and
yeah.
stuff on the bottom?
Yeah, rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they made that lake awfully nice and worked hard. And we always knew that the Engvall's would come back, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they owned it. But kind of way back in your mind, you kind of thought about it, but you never really worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they never came while we were young.
Uh-huh.
So, but
do you remember anything that happened there at the lake?
Nothing bad. We'd change our clothes up in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I really don't remember anything that happened.
Any just funny stories or? Nope. Okay.
We just swam. Just played.
Do you know anything about the man who operated the whiskey still on the island?
You mean John Luhr?
Okay. See, Tom told, or the Gordons thought his name was John Luhr, and then Tom White wasn't sure if that's who it was, because he had stores.
No, John Luhr was, but he had a still on McNeil Island.
Mm-hmm. He also had another one here.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But the reason I left is because I've got a funny story about him.
Okay,
My dad, I think he made a pass at my mother once, John Luhr did.
Uh-huh.
So my dad really had it in for him. And John Luhr would come from McNeil Island to Anderson with a suitcase full of booze.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to sit on the porch of our cabin down there. He says, oh God, he wanted to shoot a hole in that. In that suitcase so bad. But of course he never did. Luckily. Anyway, that's my story about John Luhr. Yeah, I never really knew John Luhr very much. Yeah, I didn't run with his crowd.
Understandable. What can you tell me about the community club dances?
That's something else I got into up at the solo dinner. I think Alina's mother was treasurer of the club then. And so every Saturday that they had dances, and of course the music came mostly from town because there wasn't electricity then either. And we would sit most of a Saturday and make little ribbons. We'd make a piece of material about like that and just cut them, tie them in the middle, make a little bowl. Mm-hmm. Made them by the, well, I don't know how many we needed, but there were plenty of people who went to the dances. And I think that Aunt Dora sold them for a quarter. That's what it costs to go to the dance. So we'd put a pin in it, and then they'd get a pin one of those, which showed they paid.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And that's their little souvenir, too, for coming.
Yeah.
If anybody cared.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I remember that. And I remember Lena Cameron and I never missed a dance. Mm-hmm. It started at 9, went to 12, and I think there was an hour off to eat, and then went from then to 2.
Oh, wow.
And well, we never did miss a dance, and if we had, well, oh.
It was horrible.
Yeah. What happened? Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. What kind of dances did you dance there? I mean, I heard that there was a lot of Scandinavian dances and stuff involved.
They did the Schottische, you know, mm-hmm. And there weren't a lot of pure Scandinavian, you know, it was waltzes and foxtrots and a Schottische and maybe square dance, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, good.
I thought of something else too, but now I've forgotten it. Oh, well.
Who all would come to these dances?
Well, just about everybody.
Just about everybody.
Because there weren't that many people on this island then, you know. And that was about it for entertainment. And I know what I was thinking about. When Ralph and I, before we were married, the island gave us a shower at the clubhouse. And for some reason, the number 100 sticks in my mind, and I think it's probably because it was true, there were 100 people there.
Oh my.
Yeah, just wow. Everybody came, you know. And somebody asked my dad, did Ralph ever ask you for Lorraine's hand in marriage? And Dad said, no. And Ralph was clear across the other side of the hall, and he had to go over and ask my dad.
If he could marry you?
Yeah. So that was a bright spot in the evening.
Oh, yeah, well, I should do that.
Huh? Oh, gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody telling you stories about the Brickyards?
About the Brickyard?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew there was one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah.
What can you tell me about Bob and Sylvia Eric and Ernie Eric and...
Well, you know where they lived, right down below where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time I think of that store, because that part, you know, that wasn't out over the water was a store.
Mm-hmm.
And as you went in, their living room was right there. Well, that was light, and I remember the piano. They had a piano there.
Mm-hmm.
And But when you turned this way and went into the store, it was just like, it was dark. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is any light in there. Mm-hmm. And all I remember about that is where the candy was. Because this kid, in those days, the island people carried the mail. Mm-hmm. It came here by boat, you know. And Aunt Alice's day was Saturday, and mm-hmm. I was always so happy. Because then us kids would get a thing to carry the mail in, mm-hmm. and we'd come down here, and then we'd distribute the mail all along the way.
Oh, up. Really? So each islander had their day, or
well, on this side, all I knew about was this side, but mm-hmm. yeah. And we'd go, you know, baskets were baskets. We'd go all the way up there. And we'd always stop there for candy. But I remember, and then where they lived, they had to go up these stairs, so they slept up above there. All I can remember was just how dark and dreary it was.
Inside the store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really great. How about, let's see. Can you tell me anything that might have happened in or around Amsterdam Bay? Do you ever remember going over there or anything? When you were
well, young? That's where Lena Cannon lived. Mm-hmm. So I practically lived over there. Yeah. No. I don't remember anything happening.
Just that you were there all the time? And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Oro Bay?
I didn't know much about Oro Bay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't spend much time over on that side?
No, no.
When you were a kid, do you remember going to any, going to Lyle's store?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go there a lot. Yeah.
What can you tell me about Lyle's store? What can you describe it for me?
Well, it was just open with shelves, mm-hmm. with stuff on groceries. All I can remember is, you know, they would just stand. They wouldn't try to sell or tell you what they had or anything. They would just stand there. Poor guys. Yeah, but... No, I didn't go. I don't even remember candy at their store.
Just remember them standing there?
Yeah. Oh, God. But no, I don't remember much about that.
Mm-hmm. How about the old schoolhouse?
Yeah?
Do you remember, like, who went there or what?
You know, my mother went there and Ralph's mother went there when they were mm-hmm. children. I never understood about my grandmother and... People in those days didn't talk, mm-hmm. but my grandmother's first baby is buried on the island. Mm-hmm. My mother was born in Morris, Minnesota. So, and then they came back here.
At some point they were here and then left again and then came back?
Yeah, but I have no idea.
How that happened or what they were doing?
My dad was born in Minnesota also. And they met on the streets of Tacoma. Yeah.
How weird is that?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's strange.
Yeah. But what was the question?
what you can tell me about the old schoolhouse and just
yeah, okay.
There.
I know that my mother and Lean and Ralph's mother are in one of the pictures of all the children. You know, there used to be a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That picture is taken, and they're all on that bridge mm-hmm. across there, and they are both in that. So they went to school together at one time. And I guess Ralph went through the eighth grade there, and Bob and the Cammon boys, mm-hmm. and then they had to go to town.
For high school?
Yeah, and rent either rent or work for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ralph got a job with some people named Brown. But then he could, that's why he never could enter into any sports, because he couldn't stay
mm-hmm.
in school, which is too bad, because he was a good athlete in running and jumping and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And the old schoolhouse. Well, that's where they used to have programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about those.
What I remember, one I, they asked me to dance at one time,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I really thought I was pretty hot stuff, because I was from Tacoma, and
mm-hmm.
I came out here to the island,
mm-hmm.
you know, stupid. But anyway, I can still remember dancing with my little short velvet shorts that
oh.
had gold little buttons up the side,
oh.
and I danced up there, and that's about all I remember. But everything that went on in the schoolhouse. That was before the clubhouse.
Club was built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it kind of a standing room only thing at some of those events, or was the island still pretty small?
It was still pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
People would sit at the desks, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember if there was standing room only or not. Probably like to think when I danced there was. Oh. Anyway.
So what did some of the other kids and you do? I mean, besides just Lena and going to dances and things and playing on the beach.
Well, we'd play, the bunch of us. We played ball a lot up on that field. And we could go to the lake every day,
mm-hmm.
walk up to the lake, and play in the, collect shells, collect agates, you know. That's about all I remember. And Ralph had a little putt-putt boat, and he'd start from here, and when he started, I could hear him coming, a little
uh-huh.
putt-putt. And then, I don't know, we'd probably go out in the boat. Lena Cameron and I rowed around the island once.
All the way around?
Rowed a boat, yeah. And we took 2 days. We camped all night on one of the spits or something, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was kind of fun. But
how about some of the people on the island? Can you tell anything about Christine Anderson?
I didn't know Christine very well. Except she had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she didn't have children, so, you know, there was...
Right. How about Ben Johnson?
Yeah. he must have been a friend of John Lewis.
I see.
Oh, you know what I remember about Ben Johnson, and I think about it every time I go around that corner. You know, the corner below that goes below the clubhouse and turns.
Mm-hmm.
Right there is Ben's tree, and he hit it. Right on the, he didn't make that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have come on down to Aunt Alice's.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, who was so prim and proper, and I can still see her picking glass out of Ben Johnson's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to me that was just not my mother. But she liked Ben Johnson, you know what I mean? They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about all I remember, except he drank too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom told me a story that's kind of funny.
Oh.
He said that he was very dirty, and his house was very, very dirty.
Yeah.
He had lots of cats.
Oh.
He let the raccoons come indoors and
oh,
things
God.
Like that.
Well, that's why it's so odd for my mother to be picking glass
right.
out of his hair.
Right.
I'm just, still wonder how she did that. Yeah.
Let's see. Can you tell me anything about Rudy Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Not really.
Not really.
We go up there and get eggs. We get down in his egg house, that cooler down below.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, he patted my rear on the way up one time. I can't believe it, but he had to, or I wouldn't remember it.
You're not the only one who has said something. Oh. That someone had told me that Vivian had, Gordon had knocked him for a loop for touching her breast.
Oh. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. See, Viv and I are first cousins, but we're very different. Yeah. And Rudy, of course, was best man at Roger and Lena's
mm-hmm.
wedding. And that's, I don't know. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. How about anything more about Hattie Johnson and her daughters? Where do they live in all? I don't even know where they live.
Well, they live down Hattie Johnson. Well, they lived very close to Aunt Alice and Uncle John's.
Uh-huh.
I think across that gully.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about them?
No, except they were religious, very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and see, Bags, Eva Bags was related of somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget one time she picked me up for Sunday school, and I was going over to Lena's afterwards, and I always went over there afterwards, but this time, for some reason, I decided I should wear overalls.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got in Eva's car, I said, well, I feel kind of funny wearing overalls to church, Sunday school. She said, well, I should think you would. I never wore them. Oh, gosh, can you imagine that? Oh, they'd faint if they saw what people wear to Sunday school now.
Very true.
Lucky to have anything on. Oh, God.
How about Hallie Green? Do you remember Hallie Green?
No, I don't remember much about Hallie Green.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
Can you tell me?
Huh?
Sorry. That was just funny.
What?
I'm still laughing.
Oh. God. Okay. Oh, it's almost true. God.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about Russ and Jake Cabin?
How far is this going to go? I know Jane was a terrible housekeeper, but who's talking? You know, but I always think about that. She did so much for helping with things on the island, but I think she could have better spent her time, and now that's just my opinion,
mm-hmm.
at home.
Mm-hmm.
And their house was just about to fall apart. I don't know. I think it was sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I didn't know. I wasn't very close to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Lena, you know, married Roger,
mm-hmm.
the brother. Yeah. But I don't know much about them.
Mm-hmm. So. How about Lois Scholl?
Who?
Lois Scholl.
Oh, yeah. I got one of her dolls sitting on my bed in there,
mm-hmm.
and one in a chair. Yeah, but she was just a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have, or whenever I mention her, they talk about her sewing and her the dolls that she loved to make
and her quilts.
Mm-hmm.
I know she. I always wanted to make one of those quilts that are just all different. You know, they put
like
a lot
crazy,
of velvet.
Like crazy quilts?
Yeah, and they put different pretty stitches in them, you know what I mean? I always wanted to make one of those, so Lois was going to help me. I got one piece put together.
One block.
And I knew darn well I wasn't ever going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it back. I gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I knew, she made a pillow out of it and gave it back to me. I've got that around here somewhere.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see. Can you tell me anything about Bessie Cannon?
Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
Just that she was a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm. How about the Bergs? Did you ever see that?
Not much to do with the Bergs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bessie, you know, lost their first child, a daughter.
Uh-huh.
So when I lost Cat Diane,
mm-hmm.
I wrote to Bessie, and she wrote me a beautiful letter.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of felt close to Bessie,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because of that. But the Bergs, I didn't seem. I think the Berg kids were younger than I was.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were more. Yeah, more Viv's age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the ferries? What can you tell me about the boats and like what? Which was the first boat that you remember?
I think it had about 7 cars on it, mm-hmm. and I got a picture here somewhere.
Is that the Pioneer?
Yeah.
The Pioneer.
Oh, and it used to go from Steilacoom to Anderson to McNeil and down to Long Branch.
Oh, I didn't know it was Long Branch.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then came back. Yeah.
So how many runs would it come to the island a day?
I don't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about the same as now.
Oh,
I wouldn't
really?
Be surprised. Yeah. I got a picture of Ralph and I sitting up on the top of the pilot house of one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all I, that's.
Mm-hmm. So after that one was what, the, was it the
time? You're getting into my memory now and it isn't good. Because I didn't have much to do with the ferries, just rode them. But I do remember them having that, and a lot of people don't know that.
That it went down to Long Branch?
Yeah,
yeah.
And came back. No, I don't remember much about the ferries.
Okay. Let's see. How about the fairs? What can you tell me about the fairs?
They're really kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have fairs in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember when they started or anything.
Mm-hmm. The apple squeeze is also sort of a fairly recent.
Very new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Morris thought that they started around the late 60s, but.
I don't think so.
Really? Do you have any idea when they started?
Apple squeeze?
Mm-hmm.
That's a new.
Oh, really?
As far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought they started?
Morris Krepke.
Oh. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. I'll check into that then. Let's see, is there anything else I wanted to ask? Can you tell me anything about Hopkins Ranch?
I didn't know them.
You didn't know them?
No. Except they owned that whole side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember the ranch? No.
No.
Let's
I don't think they had kids our age either. Or if they did, we didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you tell me anything about Clarence and Ivel? The deckhands and the...
Clarence Gossip?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I remember Ivel came to the island and worked for Baskets.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I remember.
And then he was married to Pearl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ivel, I don't remember. I hardly know Ivel now. Where's Ivel?
I don't know.
Ivel, did you say Ivel?
Mm-hmm.
Calbot?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still around?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't, isn't that something? I don't remember much about, oops, Ivel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to ask you? I think that's pretty much it. Is there any other stories or anything that you can remember that, I mean, I didn't directly ask about? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever participate in any of the quilting bees or the sewing circles or anything?
No, I wasn't much on sewing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the women for several years did their quilts here.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't help. I just gave them a place to do them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about the salmon bake when it was here on your beach?
Yeah.
When did that start?
We probably had it about 4 years, 4 or 5 years before up there, and I don't know when that. Do you have a date for that?
I haven't looked for sure.
But I know we'd have it down here, and the reason we stopped, we were afraid that people might get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be liable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that guys used to go out and catch the fish.
Mm-hmm. Right off of the beach
in their boat and come back and that was our salmon bake,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Whatever you caught, you ate, huh?
Yeah. Len Ebser, I don't know if you know him, he lives up here. He was my boss for years. He was a principal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he caught a beautiful fish. And he says, I just don't remember. I just hated to give that fish up.
He probably
wanted to take it back and show it off. Oh, God, he had to give it up.
Oh,
we ate it.
But
that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tom said that he really enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The kids can play in the water and
right.
stuff. And
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason, that's kind of just me, but the reason I got against the salmon bakes up here. I don't think I ever go.
Mm-hmm.
My kids had always helped with the salmon bakes here.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they had them up there, the kids dug in and helped with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one year, one of the ladies decided there shouldn't be so many people hands in there,
mm-hmm.
and they put a cord around it and kept everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
That was my last salmon bake.
When people aren't letting other people help and
mm-hmm.
and
that was it.
Yeah.
Or the kids. The kids enjoyed that,
mm-hmm.
and never went. And I
well,
suppose
it's a whole different.
I know
now.
It. I
it's
know
a whole
it.
Different thing. I mean, you pay your $12
yeah.
and 50 cents for
mm-hmm.
your ribs or your salmon
yeah.
and eat and then leave.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
It's very different.
Yes.
The hominess and...
And, I don't know, it just seemed like a cool idea to just come out and hang out and have a good time with everybody,
yeah,
you know?
Right, yeah.
But, I don't know, that's kind of...
I don't know if they still do or not. I don't know.
That whole air of it is kind of lost.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, people are in and out of there so
yeah.
they get their food, you know?
Yeah. One year, you know, I put my flagpole in. And my poor flag, I want to get a new one. But I put that in, and then I had on Ralph's birthday, which is Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
That was after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And people kind of wanted me to make that an annual thing, but I never did.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Anyway, and now a great big tree out there is dying.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Isn't that awful?
Uh-huh.
That's been there for a good 100 years.
Oh, wow. It's a huge
Madonna. Ralph was born right down there in a cabin.
Oh, really?
And I only heard after Ralph died they had house had a dirt floor.
Oh, really?
And I suppose they felt that they shouldn't tell me that, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm. But what can you tell me about Ralph's family?
They were both old-time Christensens were the first white people on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Camuses. Nina was a Camus.
Mm-hmm.
And she was about 10 years or about good 10 years younger than Dan.
Uh-huh.
And the story is that when she was born, Dan went over